Am I correct?
Say, this is why you came, this is why you came, you can't work with us. Accurate bisecting. This is why you came, this is why you came. You can't work with us. Direction. One of my daughters met me and said, Papa, look at the man I want to marry. And I pulled out to a corner. I said, my daughter, do you want to be a widow? He said, no, sir. I said, leave this man. He said, sir? I said, leave him. Don't marry him. I said, in their family, they don't live long. He said, no, but sir, that's why I brought him for fire. I said, listen, the time you will spend flourishing, don't spend it breaking curses. I said, watch. The problem is some people see what they can avoid and still enter in the name of faith. I said, please, don't marry this guy. I said, the truth is, I can lay hands on him now to be free, but he feels he knows too much. I said, watch it. So I went to the young man. I said, this is what God is showing me in your family. He said, I know, but you see, I'm a child of God. I'm a new Superman. I said, Spider-Man, Superman call. I'm a new Superman, praise God, glory to God, nothing can happen, it happened to my father, it can happen to me. I said to the girl, I said, you see, the problem? This guy has a perverted revelation. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature, perverted. Not knowing that if you must understand the scripture, you must read the preceding verses. Read what was being said before you got there. Being a new creature doesn't mean that you never existed. Being a new creature means you now stand on a better platform to confront what is suppressing others. Being a new creature does not mean that you are now a brand new person that never emanated before. Let me give an example. A man and a woman, a young girl and a young girl, both of them were living an immoral life. And the girl got pregnant and gave birth to a child. After a while, both of them got born again and gave their life to Christ. Do you know God has forgiven them? All things are passed away. Is the child passed away? Is the child passed away? That is what happens. The effect of the past is what we are addressing, not necessarily the past. When you say you are a new creature, you stand on a better platform to assess spiritual matters. You stand on a better platform to confront. You were short before you became born again. When you got born again, did you become tall? Was not the same you? You were dark skin. You became born again. Did you become light skin? Was not the same person? You were uneducated before salvation. Now you are not born again. Are you not educated? Except you now went to school. The same person. Am I speaking here? Number three. And then I'll pray. He said, does your master pay tribute? And guess what Jesus said? Jesus said to Peter, take. Go and get money from the sea. And pay for me and for thee. Pay for what? Me and for thee. The third thing that takes people out of financial struggle is have the master's interest at heart. Settle my own first before yours. Have the interest of the master. Ladies and gentlemen, let me shock you. The fastest growing religion now on planet Earth is Islam. Can you hear me? It's what? Islam. The year 2005 in Saudi Arabia, a meeting was held. What was the agenda of the meeting? The meeting was out to increase and make their religion popular in number. Christianity, Islam is number one all over the world. I will shock you. Now, what did they say? They said they had their meeting. Top shots came from Mecca, from Dubai, from Sudan. I mean, people are billionaire and trillionaire in dollars. They came and they said, okay, the truth is these people are very spiritual. They can pray. They know the true God. But the advantage we have is that they are stingy. So let's invest our money to eradicate and wipe up Christianity. They re-emphasized and re-intensified suicide bombing. The agenda was carried out in 2005. They re-intensified it. And if you are a good student of history, you discover it's around that period that terrorism increased massively. Why? Because people love their religion to death by investing in it. The strength of Muslims today is the ability to sow into what they believe. And Christians in church, all they know is prayer. And that's why, believe it or not, Muslims are richer than many Christians. Because they have a giving spirit. Meet a Muslim man, an Alhaji. Say, Baraka de Salah. Alhaji, Baraka de Salah. He says, Zomana. He puts sand in his babariga. He gives you money. Meet a Christian. Happy Christmas. Same to you. I get irritated
when I come into the church and I see believers who are stranded. It should not be so. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't live in a city as it were. I'm not from a city as it were. I'm from a little town. Hello? But I am dangerously, stupendously wealthy. I'm blessed. In my young life, I've had access to money. If you think I'm lying, anywhere you see money, ask money. Extremely blessed. Why? Prosperity respects covenant, not climate. Respect the practice. The Bible says, and Abel offered, Cain brought. Abel what? Offered, Cain brought. It was casual. When you are a giver, you put on an identity. Do you know that Isaac was a patriarch? A major prophet, a fundamental prophet. And the Bible says, Isaac now said to Esau, go and get venison that I may eat and my soul may bless thee before I die. And the Bible says, Jacob came, supplanted, collected the blessing of Esau. But in the process, Isaac said, even though he could not see physically, he said, this is the voice of Jacob, but the body is the body of Esau. Because Jacob wore a skin garment and hairy garment. In other words, Isaac was still trying to pick who was standing. He was not convinced that this was Esau. He was a major prophet. He was trying to pick. But why could he not pick that it was Jacob? It wasn't because he was not a prophet, but it was because the hand of Jacob was not empty. There was a venison inside. It was that venison that gave him an identity that Isaac could not decode. You must have the understanding that for you to prosper in destiny, you must make up your mind. I went to preach somewhere, and my wife, I don't know, she was late. You know, women dress, do all that. And I said to her, you will drive yourself. I'm gone. I went there. She came late. While I sat with her on the altar, she said, honey, look at this pastor's shoe. I look at the pastor's shoe. You know this kind of shoe that grows? It's like canoe. So I said to her, why did you show me this thing now? I can't commune with the Holy Spirit. You would have allowed me to finish preaching. Because anytime I look at the shoe, I will laugh. It was like a comic relief. I said, why have you done this? You would have showed me this shoe after the message. The shoe, and the guy was so serious with the shoe. That's how I was going. We are going to pray. As the man of God come, I will laugh. So I said to my wife, next time, don't show me things like that. Let me finish preaching. I was trying to pray. I couldn't concentrate. I see the picture of the shoe. I will laugh. And she said, I didn't show you the shoe to laugh. Do something for him. I said, well, what can I do? I'll put my shoes. She didn't see anything. At the end of the service, she went to the pastor's wife and squeezed her car key in the pastor's wife's hand. Gave the pastor's wife her car. And I said, it's an error now. My wife can't give more than me. Who is the husband? There are some of you men, you are not ashamed. Say, my wife can pray. My wife is prayerful. And you are sleeping like Bayanir. You are not ashamed. Your wife pray more than you. For what? There was a period my wife was fasting more than me. For what? Who is the husband? The one who served me food, I said, are you not eating? He said, don't worry. I said, in this house, in my lifetime, clear the table, let's fast together. How can my wife come to me and say, only God told me? Anything she will hear from God is what God has already told me that God went to now tell her. It's a confirmation. The one that leads the family is the boss. How can your wife be the one that will be telling you what God is saying? And you are saying, it's true. You don't understand. No, how can my wife now pray more than me now? For what? My wife will do something. We'll pray together through the night. Around 4, when we are to rest, she will go to her room and continue. Me too, I stand up from the bed and go and meet her. Let's be praying together. How can I be sleeping and you are praying? Some men sit as pride. Say, my wife can pray even when I'm tired. God gave me better woman. Is a shame of maximal propensity, a laugh free of monumental velocity for your wife to be fasting and you are chopping. That's corruption. It's people like you, EFCC, you arrest. Am I speaking to somebody right now? And she gave us a car. I walked to the pastor too. I gave my own. 2 days later, God gave us 4 cars. You are clapping for me. When will they clap for you? You have been clapping for people. 2 days later, 4 cars came. We are looking at ourselves. On Saturday of it, I was worshiping God and God said, go outside. I went outside, said, look at these, your cars. Are you my son? I said, yes, Lord. He said, clear these cars now. Clear them now. You cannot be a giver until you are a lover. Men that love God, when they hear clear your account. It means nothing to them. Because the scripture touched me. We came to this world with nothing. And it is certain we are living with nothing. In April, let me shock you. In April, God gave me 23 cars in 1 month. As I speak to you, I don't know where anyone is. As they are coming, they are going. 23. As they are coming, let me tell you what they do now. People drive to our house, leave car key, leave documents, and run. Buy brand new cars, drop. I now announce in church, ladies and gentlemen, please, I don't want cars again. Stop giving me cars. And God said to me, there's nothing you can do because you are still giving out cars. So cars must still keep coming. It's a principle. And ladies and gentlemen, you must have that understanding that it is that which makes you feel pain, that makes you shed tears, that brings laughter. Watch me. I got money to buy land. I got married. Got money to buy land. And I was very happy. Oh, I want to own a house. You know how it is. You buy land, you become a landlord. My wife and I were worshiping God, about to go and examine the land. Lord, what are you saying? Is this land of you? Are you in approval? Are you in support? God said, Johnson, my prophet, take that money and give it out. It was big then, 2.5. It was, as far as I was concerned, it was 25 billion. Very big. So I took the money with tears in my eyes. My wife said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to give out the money. He said, where are we going to be staying? I said, I don't know. When I drop the money, I'll come back and ask God. So I dropped the money. I got to the house. I was angry. About 2 days later, I had some of the boys living with me then, arguing with a man. You can't enter the house. The man said, I must enter. You can't enter. I must enter. So I came out. I said, what's going on? And the man said, is that not the apostle? How are you saying I can't see him? Is that not him? I said, calm down. What's the matter? I said, apostle, please, come down and follow me. I said, why? He said, please, so don't argue with me. Just come down, follow me. So I said, please, the Lord said, follow him. And the young man went to go with me. He said, nobody should follow you. The Lord said, nobody should follow you. I entered the guy's car because somebody will look at me, he will ease. He will look at me. I said, what have I done? Don't ask me. Don't ask me any question. We got somewhere. I saw a very big house with boys' quarters. And the man will ease. So he parked. He came down. I was still sitting. He said, you are waiting for me to open the door for you. You won't come down. Well, you are hostile. He said, come down. So I came down. I went there. Honey, the apostle is here. Please come. The wife drove down. She too looked at me. Good morning. What is the matter? The wife said, the man started talking. About 3 years ago, my wife and I bought this land. And we've been building. We spent about 18 million. But we have been seeing dreams that we should give you the house. And in fact, honey, talk. I said, is that why you're crying? I said, yeah, give me the paper. Kalabayasa. For the land. Why did he want me to do that? To check the level of my love. The level of my love. If he made that, make sure they finish the house and hand it over. And you say, apostle, did you take it? Don't ask me that kind of question. I was having my birthday and the Lord said, get us some millions and help widows, help orphans. And we do that regularly. But we have to give them a special scheme. And I did it quietly. I finished. And I said to my wife, when people do birthday, they collect gifts. How come God said I should give? And they gave out. The birthday was over. A son of mine in the Lord came to the house and said, Papa, I'm sorry, I couldn't. I traveled abroad. I couldn't come for the birthday. I'm so sorry. Where is Mama? Please, oh, you push, forgive me and all that. He said, but I have a little gift for you. It was a little piece of paper. Document, he kept somewhere. I said, what is this one? He said, manage it. This is the little thing I can give you. I opened it. It was the document of a duplex in Miami. You can't beat God. Don't just try it. I was in the UK. I'm telling you practical testimonies of financial turnaround. You can never get a turnaround until you activate it. It's not prayer necessarily that brings money. If not, all prayer warriors would have been millionaires. Have you discovered that most praying ministries are the poorest? You see all them praying and their neck long like Angolo.
You think you can pray? Go to Rio, okay? You will see prayer people. I went to the mountain one day. I saw with the way people here. Allahu Akbar, submitting. I say, hey. Am I speaking to somebody here? And I was in the UK. I finished preaching and I was worshiping God. I said, thank you, Father. He said, put your hand down. And when I hear that, I know I'm in trouble. So I dropped it. He said, how much do you have with you? I said, I didn't count. I brought them out. It was £30,000. He said, son, take a pen and a paper. Take this number down. And I began to write. He said, that's the number of a Nigerian pastor who has been here and is stranded. He wants to relocate back. He feels I've not called him. My time for him here is not up. Call him. So I called the pastor. He said, where are you? I said, I'm in Dorchester. Come try and see me. He said, I'm around Dorchester. I said, come. The guy came. I said, God said, I should give you £30,000. So I gave it to him. He knelt down, lifted his hand. And his mouth made one statement it was not supposed to make. He said, Father, I thank you that you can sacrifice the whole world for me. Eh? God sacrificed me for you. So I looked at him. I said, what did you say? He says, oh, God loves me. God can give up anybody. He can do anything to anybody for my sake. Invariably, God has pushed me aside, taking my money, and giving to you because he doesn't love me. As a young man, the same hand that giveth is the hand that taketh. Before I collect this money back, leave this place. The guy left. I frowned my face. I was going to the airport with anger in my eyes. Sat down, landed Lagos. I was angry. Someone calls me up on the phone. Is that the apostle? I said, yes. He said, please, I'm so and so and so. I said, I don't care. I was angry. He said, please, I would like to see you now. I said, please, I don't care. I hung up the call. And the Holy Spirit rebuked me. He said, a man of God must not strive. That was very wrong. Call him back and apologize. So I called him. I said, I'm sorry. You don't understand. I'm going through a very tense. You're all looking at me like that. Okay. You don't understand what it means to give some kind of seed. And I said, I'm going through a tense. I'm so sorry. He said, thank you. Can you come to my place? I said, why? I don't visit people. He said, please come. The Lord said, go. And I went there. The drivers came, picked me. I went there. The Lord opened my eyes and showed me what was happening in the home. Prayed with them. They gave me a brown envelope, a brown pack. Took the envelope, sat in the car. I didn't bother opening the envelope. When I sat in the car, because, you know, if you are broke, any envelope you see is money. Any envelope you must open. So I opened it. It was dollar bills. And I counted them, it was 100 bills and bundles. It was $1 million. I had the money tight, had my Bible tight because we are in the last days. I had it tight. The driver was looking in between the glasses. I said, driver, did you see anything? He said, no, sir. I said, just the look front. It was late, so we got to Sheraton. As soon as I walked in, and if you greeted me more than once, you are a suspect. If you look at the envelope too much, you are a risk. So I just went like that. I remember someone ran. He said, is that not Apostle Suleiman? Apostle, speak a word. I said, not today. Not with this kind of money. You know what him pain me? They not quick break. We had longer nights. Shorter day. Because I started praying from around 12. Normally when I pray from 12 to 4, I don't feel like I've done anything. This one I pray from 12 to 2. Because my eyes were on the money as I was speaking in tongues. I kept the money in front of me. I was looking at it like that. The eyes of the Lord ran to and fro the whole earth. So as I was praying, I was just looking like that. See, because I don't want to hear stories. Kalabashataya. Nekete brokoto yaba. And while it was morning, they sent the man said they are sending the driver to pick me. I was smart. I got another driver because we are in the last days. Before the man changed his mind, I got another driver and I took off. I landed the airport. They say, what's that parcel, sir? Sorry, you're already holding the traveling bag. You can't check in that parcel. You can't take in the parcel. We have to check it in. I said, I don't understand. He said, we have to put a tag and check the parcel in. I said, check this parcel in. In fact, check me in. Give the parcel a seat. Check me in. I sat in the plane. And I called my wife. I said, honey, God has given me $1 million. She said, really? I said, you are not happy? He said, because I know who I married. That money will not get home. I said, this one will get home. Your prophecy for the first time miss. This will get home. I sat in the plane. God said, Johnson. I said, Lord, please now. Lord, please. Do you love me? I said, yes. Give me that money. $1 million. There is a level of anointing God cannot trust you with until he can take anything from you. You want an outstanding anointing? Then God must take anything. I have emptied my account in my life 63 times by heaven's command. 63. And some pastors have not done one. And they'll come and meet me and say, Apostle, I want a double portion of your anointing. You want to kill me? Because you don't get double portion until the carrier dies. And you think if I'm in possession of the double portion of the anointing, you think it's you I will give? I'll say, give my wife, give my children, give my pastors. Every man being stingy with the unction, take, honey, take my children, I share it for them. I say, if people like, or you can give to anybody. Double portion. Apostle, I want the anointing. Sacrifice. The only thing I cannot sow out as a seed is my wife and my children. I've come to a point where nothing means anything to me. Simon, do you love me than this? I had a program in a church in the Middle Belt in Benue State. I was preaching. The pastor, the woman that invited me was a widow. I want to round up now. She was a widow. And God said to me, say, my son, buy this woman a car. I was guest speaker. If you're a pastor here, you should understand that guest speakers is their duty to collect honorarium. Is it true? I should collect honorarium. God said, buy a car. And I said, okay. So I called someone. I said, is there any fairly used? God said, no. Brand new. Father, I'm the guest speaker. I began to give scripture. They should honor the oil. The husbandman is the partaker of the God. So when you finish quoting scriptures, add the money for our rent. So I knew any further disobedience will increase my bill. So I said, madam, you are owing? She said, yes. Yeah. God said, I didn't tell you to ask her. Pay for the 1 year she's owing and pay for 4 years more. Five. I said, Father, it's like you didn't know the amount she mentioned. He said, do you have it or not? I said, I do, but Lord, my wife and I have already planned, obey me first. That's what he said. Elijah said to the widow, that my son and I may eat and die. He said, make for me first. Genuine prosperity is God first. So, I did that. God said to me, our children can't go to school, pay their fees. I paid. I was upset. Angry. And God said to me, anything she gives to you, give it back to her. I gave it back to her. And God said, kneel down, tell her to pray with you. And then I said, Mama, pray for me. She was crying. God bless you. You know, those kind of prayer without utterance. Groanings that can't be uttered. From the crook of the being. God bless you. When my husband was alive, pastors were here. But since my husband died, none came. Now I know God still loves me. She said what she was saying. Entered the car, I zoomed off. My wife said to me, how was the program? I said, I don't want to talk about it. I spent so much, but I don't want to talk about it. Got to the car. Someone comes to my house and says, sir, are you at home? I said, yes. He comes and he says, this is the first time I'm handling money like this, of this magnitude. Please, sir, you are my father. If I'm handling something like this, it must come to you first. Collect it. It's $500,000. Ladies and gentlemen, what I spent for that woman was not up to 10%. Why? You can't beat God in giving. But before heaven opens to you, God must first provoke you. He said, he that observeth the wind will not sow. I was in Russia. I was asking God, how can somebody observe the wind? And God said, that means he that waits for all conditions to be right will not give. You are waiting for when you have paid your rent, paid your bills, cleared your car, do this. Before you give, you can never give. You sow in the midst of needs. You don't sow after you have settled needs.
Am I talking to somebody? Before Daniel was thrown to the lion's den, the lion of the tribe of Judah was there, and he told the other lions, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together. If you can give me Daniel as a seed, by this time tomorrow, I will increase flesh for you. All the lions were looking at Daniel. If you eat your seed, you die. If you sow your seed, you get a harvest. They refused to eat Daniel, even though they were hungry. The Bible said the lions were hungry. That's the period of sacrifice. When you need it, you give it. And the Bible said the next day, all that wanted Daniel to die, their wives, their children, pressed down, shaking together, God give to the lions, because you can't beat God in giving. Make up your mind. Get to that point. Lord, I'm walking out of this. In this my lifetime, there is nothing I will hear from God. Nothing I will hear from God. When people give me gifts and give me cars, they beg me, please, sir, don't dash it out. When they give me seed, they say, sir, this money, eat it. Don't give it out. Why? Mind, scripture, revelation tells me that my prosperity is not in my collecting, it's in my giving. I have checks in my house not cleared. There are people that have sent me messages. I give you a check of a million. I say, I can't find it. He said, are you serious? I say, listen, I am too busy for that. My consciousness is, what can I do for God? I have sponsored crusades. Practically 90% of the crusades we have in African nations come from my pocket. I sponsor crusades of 15 million, 20 million, 10 million. Take money from my pocket and put it out for souls to be saved. And you think I can die on time? No way. Men that are relevant, givers enjoy longevity. They stay on earth longer, so they keep giving. That's why you discover that major philanthropists always grow old. Why? Because the angel of life preserves them. There are many people today who cannot live beyond a certain number of years because of stinginess and scrunginess. In my young life, I've given out 199 cars, 198 cars as seeds. As passed through my hand, as they come, they go. As they come, they go. 198. I don't think the president of Nigeria has given that. Personally, not government cars. 198 between 2004 and 2012, 8 years. And ladies and gentlemen, this 198 cars, if by 120 we are giving to pastors. So if you are planning against me now in Lagos, I won't bother to pray. I will just forward your name as an SMS to 120 something pastors. They will use fasting and prayer to kill you. I won't pray. I'll just SMS your name. I say, you know what? I'm busy. Handle this man for me. You see pastors gather to do vision on your head. Because they remember when they were trekking, God brought someone to take them up that level. And you want the person to expire. You are a joker. When you are relevant, when you are a giver, you enjoy longevity. One scripture that changed my life. I came to this world with nothing. And I'm living with nothing. Stand on your feet. Please, let's do this in 10 minutes and close. Are you ready? Get ready. I'm going to just pray with you, say a few things, then we anoint us and we leave. But watch this. Bible says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Come, stand here. Let me give you an illustration. The Bible says, draw near to God and it will draw near to you. Is that your Bible? James chapter 4. Verse 6. Draw near to God, it will draw near. Stay there. This is God. This is man. When the Bible says, draw near to God, and it will draw near to you. People explain it that when you move, God moves. No, God does not move. He's the God of the whole earth. He's constant. You are the one to move. When I'm standing here, I'm far from him. Am I correct? I'm far from God, so God is far from me. I move. I've drawn near to God, and God is what? Near to me. Invariably, it is man that moves. If you take a step, God becomes closer. You go far, he becomes farther from you. So you are the one to activate what you enjoy. I said to my wife, I said, the prosperity of the husband does not, the giving of the husband does not cover the wife. The wife must give her own. She got angry and began to embarrass. I think for about 6-7 months, she gave out 4 of her cars. And doors began to open for her. People were buying land and seeing her in their dreams and coming to give to her. This last Sunday, my wife hid her tithe from me. She hid her tithe. She didn't want me to comment. But we got to church, and now showed me, said, this is my tithe. My liver dropped. I said, since when? I called her PA. I said, come. Ah, financial secretary. I said, come. When did mama start paying tithe of this volume? She has been doing this now for 2 months. I said, only come. Sit down. We have to investigate you. Where? He said, I decided I will activate my own covenant with God. I just told you, allow me to give what I want to give. Several hundreds of thousands, over 500,000 on regular basis, every Sunday, giving as a tithe. How, honey? He said, they just come. Favor just comes. Ladies and gentlemen, until you have been able to take a major step, that if you remember, I remember when Papa died, I was saying, sow the seed of a car. I was coming out with my car key. A young boy said to me, where you they go? My friend, sit down there. You want this man to use his sweet mouth to mugu you. Sit down there. As I speak to you now, that young man is still stranded. Your problem is that you think you know. I have seen evidence of sacrifice. Lift your two hands to heaven. First of all, you will say to every marine kingdom, every marine oppression, fighting my finances, expire, expire. Open your mouth. Kalabalada. Every marine power. Zigiligi, 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 zigiligi. When there is no casualty, there is no cash. Whoever is sitting on the wheel of my financial progress, die! Open your mouth, open your mouth. Terminate them. Ka 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 ka. Kalabosa.
Whoever is sitting on my finances,
blessed Jesus. Let them expire. I terminate their operations.
Maleko sabale.
Time for you to do your work, Lord.
The person is here. I need to see them. Shaka Asimaji. A seed of 100,000. Please come.
Awesome God.
You have the seed with you. What's it?
Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh anointing. Fresh oil. Garabasunda grisolobosha. Intakrasi kokros tahada migolon sopradis seto keliata gorodoso bigamendas imbrakushati tataranda ekubara.
Power of God,
mighty, mighty, mighty. Ilarabasa iglerebosa.
You have this one with you. Are you out for the other one?
Honor her. Honor her. Kelibarasa. Ilodosa. Ibradabasha. Great grace.
Great grace. God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse.
Touch, Father. Bring balance. Balance. Pick it up.
Grace that is greater.
I hear the Lord tell me, that is bringing balance. Balance is lubricating your life. Fresh oil. Awesome God. Oh, rabadadabo shaladadabada. Ragadabo solodo. I hear something like Pastor Alfred. Alfred. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace Church. Amazing. What's your name? Sir?
Alfred.
What's your church?
Amazing Grace Church.
Huh? Amazing Grace Church. I know you said them now. And I... Sir, I want to pray for you. Can I tell you why I want to pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you?
Yes, sir.
Don't be offended, sir. I don't mean to embarrass you. But where you have your church, your landlord is diabolic. The landlord is diabolic.
Yes, sir.
You know, yes, it troubles you a lot. Yes, I want to pray for you. But what the man is doing is affecting the work. By disobedience you just did now. Can't you see how God is? He obeyed and the word came. By disobedience. Touch! Pick him up. Give him a fresh oil. What has been done to the ministry, I undo it.
Amen.
Awesome God. Awesome God. Kila braka sodorobo shotoba. Move to your seat. Bo. As your name, sir. Alalibo. Remove your glass from your face. Are you the only one here? Alalibo. Lord Jesus, I leave these ones here. You did it for me and you've done it over and over. Do it for them. Every one of them, give them a surprise of supply. A surprise of supply. Jesus, shock them. Shock them. Shock them. I hear this in my ears. God says, I should tell you. You are moving from good to better. From better to best. From best to grace. From grace to glory. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. In Jesus' name. The power of God. Usher, take care of that. The power of Jesus. Kila la sibara da kashili le vodo. Brondo volo do vos. Grada bada yada sede bahata. Man tutu lo tutu. In tutu tutu. Now lift your hands, everyone. Right now, I release financial grace.
Take it.
Now. Gosh. Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name. Move to your seat. Move to your seat. Move to your seat. Open your oil now. Open your oil. Let's close. Open your oil. Tonight, I will be with this microphone by 5. Pastor, sir, is it possible? By 5. Let's see how we can close before 8 p.m. So it means we can be here by 4. Hannah Phillips. Hannah. And Hannah Phillips. What's your name? Hannah Phillips. Thank you, Jesus. Hannah Phillips. Your time has come. God wants to settle you. He said he has remembered you. And he has remembered your family. Who is Jane?
Jane.
Your photograph is with you. Go and bring it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Kali da 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 brukutush. Open the oil, lift it up. Hey, sister. Who is Promise? Where's his picture?
He's here. My father is here too.
Thank you, Father. I put an end to wickedness. Put an end to wickedness. Lord, give her a surprise. Touch her. Open the oil. Open the oil. Now, Father, this oil, let it become the oil of favor. In the next few seconds, as they anoint themselves, let a new wave of favor begin to blow.
Amen.
Shock them, surprise them.
Amen.
Let their testimonies become evidences of your glory. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let this oil become
a symbol, a carrier of outstanding evidences of divine favor. Undeniable manifestations of supernatural supply. In Jesus' powerful name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now do this. Can I get a bottle? Let me show you. Do this. Just turn the oil on your palm and cover the bottle and keep it. Then the hand you have the oil, lift it up. Sister, go and do what I said. Make sure you turn the oil on your palm also. Turn the oil on your palm and just keep the bottle safe. Keep it safe somewhere. Keep it in your bag or something. Then lift up the hand with the oil. Let's see what the Holy Ghost will do. I like the ushers to wash out and let's see the power of God. Lift up the hand. Say, Jesus, my new name is favor. As I anoint myself, let favor fall. Where I was rejected, they will send for me, apologize to me, and favor me. The breakthrough, the testimony that will shock my world, that no one has had around me, I will be the first to have it. The anointing, the remembrance that breaks record, fall upon me in the name of Jesus. The power of favor changed my story. Now place the hand on your forehead and quiet. That's it. You are the one that asked for favor. Take it. That's it. Look at that. Take it. All over. Leave them where they are. Don't bring anybody out. You haven't got time. Take! Spirit of God, 65 people. Favor without asking. Favor from the north, east, west, south, national level, state level, local government level, international level. Take! Take!
Amen.
Take! Take! Take!
Amen.
Favor! Kapara su da 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 da. Kilosh to bradaba kadida badaba. Everywhere you are hearing the sound of my voice, come this evening with a testimony of favor.
Amen.
God is saying that there are people here, someone you have not heard from for years is going to call you immediately this service is over.
Amen.
As this service is ending, they will request for your account details and something will be lodged there.
Amen.
That money they are owing you, that you have pleaded, you have begged, and they refuse to pay it to you, after this service, that money will be paid in complete.
Amen.
They stopped your salary, they stopped your allowance, and you have prayed, you've done everything, they refuse to give it to you. I decree with an apology, let the money be paid in full.
Hey.
By this prophetic encounter, everyone here jobless, receive your miracle jobs.
Amen.
By this prophetic encounter, everyone here stranded, receive divine visitation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wave those hands and celebrate your new life of favor.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Your new life of favor.
Thank you, Lord.
If I be a man of God, as the Lord liveth and my soul liveth, everyone who has been anointed today, this marks a 360 degree turnaround in your life.
Amen.
No one here will remain standing. No case will remain impossible. Sickness in the body, by this anointing, in your bloodstream, in every part of your body, they are dead, they are dead, they are dead.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hold an offering in your hand and lift it to the heavens. Lift your offering to the...
You are good. You are good. Oh Lord, my God, receive the glory.
Forever.
Oh Lord my God,
receive the glory forever.
Stand up. Can I stain you with this oil? Can I stain you? I need some more oil.
God said I should stain him with oil. I don't know what. I should stain him with oil and he'll get out of this country. Bring him. Remembrance. Let him have a testimony.
Amen.
Find your helper. No more delay. No more delay.
Amen.
You know, I see this guy. Oh, I see London. Take it. Jesus' name. Lift your sword,
so will it do unto you. In the name of Jesus. Listen, something.
This is the voice of fire, revealing Jesus, releasing destinies with Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
He was swallowed by the fish, or the fish swallowed. Was it Jonah that swallowed the fish, or the fish that swallowed Jonah? Jonah was swallowed by the fish, and people say it was a judgment. It was a process. It was not a judgment, it was a process. What happened was he rejected. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. God still wanted him to go, but God needed to organize a process, because the people of Nineveh, they worship the god of the sea. They worship in the river. So Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days. People of Nineveh only respect what comes from the river. So what God made happen, the day they were worshiping, they saw a fish open his mouth. A man walked out. And the man walked out of it, and they bowed their head and began to worship. And he gave them the message. What happened? It was a process. It was not a judgment. So God is a mathematician. He works it out for your good. Tell 4 people, it's working out for my good. Oh, Kalabashila Radabahade. Kolobroso.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes when the enemies are throwing arrows and it appears. Sometimes when the enemies are throwing arrows and God just keeps quiet, it appears, you know, silence is not absence. That God is silent does not mean he's absent. Am I speaking here? He just goes silent. He's not absent. There was a school. It was a dormitory, a hostel. Everybody liked to, you know, those in the hostel, secondary school, they like to sneak out, go to parties, go to events and all of that. So what they did, the school authority increased the fence of the hostel. So if you must go out, you must jump. And jumping is to break your leg. The only depreciated part, if you land, you are landing in the principal's house. That's the only depreciated part. So either you land in the principal's house or you take the top fence and you break your leg. So there was a young man. He decided to risk it. After all, the principal is not always at home. So one time he came from the club by 2 a.m. and jumped and landed in the principal's house. The principal was reading outside. So the guy went under. He looked around. The principal was, what's going on? There was a door open. The guy ran into that room and was under the bed from 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. The principal moved the table and the chair and faced the bed.
2 till 4, 5. No matter the mosquitoes, no matter what, don't hit yourself. So the guy was there for like 4 hours. While it was morning, the principal finished reading, he packed his books. He said, Jakes, when you come out of under the bed, see me in my office in the morning. So for 4 hours, he pretended he didn't know, allowed him to go through the heat. And that's what God does. Sometimes when the enemies are throwing arrow, God is quiet. He wants them to tie themselves, to keep tying themselves. And when they tie themselves, it just comes out. And it makes you a victor. There are no challenges, there are only processes. And you will come out of it. I said you will come out of it. Now there's a prayer I'd like us to pray, because it's so strong in my spirit. It's been on for like 2-3 hours. I've just been praying the Holy Ghost, you know, walking around and just praying. And it's a prayer. No matter who you are or what you carry, you need somebody to recommend you. There are people who are talented, who are anointed, who are gifted, but are stranded because they lack recommendation. David, one day, David said, who is in the house of Saul that I would favor? 2 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 1. And someone spoke and said, Saul has a son. Who spoke? Ziba. Jesus was the Son of God, but nobody knew until John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of the Lord. Somebody recommended him. He was just a normal mortal, walking normal, until somebody recommended him. My first trip abroad in life, I went to minister to 5,000 people. First trip abroad. Why? By a book. Backfire. By fire. By a revelation. By a contact. Someone, a certain bishop in the nation, was reading that book, and a powerful prayer person in the church, who is accurate in the prophetic, walked into the office and looked at the book and said, Bishop, sir, I saw this man in my dream. Please invite him. And the bishop said, I'll be going through his books. They are anointed, but you know, Nigerians, we are very skeptical. He said, but this one, invite him. I was busy somewhere in Nigeria, and God was playing my tape in somebody's dream. Tell somebody recommendation. That's the prayer you're going to pray. Oh Lord, release my Ziba. Release somebody to speak for me. No gimmicks, no game. Listen, no gimmicks, no game. When it comes from God, it's authentic. When it comes from God, it carries dignity. When it comes from God, it will last. Anything you match make, you